And this time on Culture File, singer, composer and violinist Andrew Hamilton does it all at the same time. Just out on Ergodos Records is Hamilton's album Joy, on which the Dubliner develops his childhood habit of singing to the accompaniment of his own violin. It's Hamilton's way of thinking musically, but also of planning out larger work for more conventional ensembles. Culture File's Aoife Gallagher spoke to Andrew Hamilton about words, music, and being both Elton and Burney.
You gave me hope when all hope was gone.
It was sort of always there. I didn't really make a decision to do it. I just sort of somehow as a child ended up playing the violin, singing. It wasn't a conscious decision, it was just something that happened.
Gone, gone.
I'm Andrew Hamilton. I'm from Dublin originally, but I've lived around Europe a lot. I studied in England and then the Netherlands, and then I lived in Stuttgart and then Berlin, and now at the moment I live in Birmingham. I'm teaching here at the conservatoire here, so I've had quite a nomadic life, I suppose you could say. I don't tend to think of my work as classical or new music or anything like that. I just think of it as music. They're just songs, really. I would encourage people to think of them as songs. Some of them are 15-minute long songs. So it's exploring the song tradition in a different way to maybe people from pop and rock backgrounds. When I was living in Stuttgart, I was invited to be part of a Liederabend, an evening of song. So in German and French tradition, this idea of the song is it's a very normal, accepted idea. But of course, growing up in Ireland, we don't really have this Lieder tradition, except, I would say, in traditional music. Of course, that's Shannos, but the classical written down song is quite a foreign one. So I quite enjoy the foreignness of the song tradition. The written down song is an interesting tradition, but it's not a normal tradition in Ireland, a classical one, I suppose.
In beautiful May, when the buds burst open.
I have to be honest and say that some of the pieces, the text came after I wrote the actual music. So as I often play with this sort of game between, does text have intrinsic meaning on its own, or is it just something that you can add at the end and then people will feel it has meaning? So for instance, the track May, it's a short song.
When the birds are singing.
The melody came separately to the actual text. But then often you can find that text adds another layer that you didn't find in the melody. So I'm excited by the idea that text doesn't always have to be tied to the music. They can sort of add new things to each other.
I'm thinking about the Elton John, Bernie Taupin relationship when you're saying that.
Oh yeah, obviously I was thinking of them. Yeah, so I think I like that idea that you sort of leave it up to other people to find their meaning from the text. It's not my job to tell you what it means, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think people have an idea about songwriting being this really magical experience, and the words and the melody are born together, but it's so often not the case.
Nearly all the tracks on the album, the text came after the actual writing of the music. Some of them are very personal texts, moments in time, emotions. And one of the tracks uses music by Handel and text by him. So I took a recording of myself as a boy singing the Handel piece, but with English words that someone had added. And then I recorded myself singing the original with the Italian that Handel says. That particular piece that's called I wanted to somehow use this recording of myself as a boy And a solution I came up with was sing now as a man whose voice is broken. It's also a piece about how men relate to their boys' voices. It's the way, sort of starting an exploration of what it means to have a broken voice.
So you had made that recording when you were, how old were you when you made it?
I think I was around 11.
Okay, what kind of a recording device did she use?
My dad just recorded it on one of those old cassettes.
Wow.
So you can hear a lot in the background. The rest of the tracks I sing and play the violin at the same time, which I have to say is quite a stupid thing to do because it's when you've got your head right up against the violin, you're trying to tune yourself with this source that's right beside your head. So you have to work a lot on tuning yourself to this. So that's quite a challenge. That's the main challenge. It's quite fun, but sometimes a bit ridiculous. I think what I've realised is that over the 14 years I've been doing it, doing these pieces by myself has really helped write the larger scale pieces, because when you don't have to worry about explaining things to other people, you can experiment more. So I learned a lot about how to write in general just by making these pieces, because it's more private process. You don't have to go to someone at the end and present them.
Andrew Hamilton there, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher, and Andrew's album Joy is on the Ergodos label and out now.